KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, the Big Ten Conference basketball tournament opens up tomorrow at the United Center in Chicago, and Iowa knows that it needs to make a run through the Big Ten tournament to try to earn an NCAA tournament bid. The Hawkeyes think they're up for it, as Iowa's postseason resume is saddled by a weak non-conference schedule and a lack of quality road wins, but the sheer depth of the Big Ten means that the Hawkeyes could drastically improve their profile before the NCAA tournament field is announced on Sunday. Sixth-seeded Iowa opens tournament play against Northwestern on Thursday night. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says there's a good possibility that starting guard Mike Gesell will start after suffering a stress reaction in his right foot. Hawkeyes are 20-11 entering tomorrow night's first round matchup against Northwestern. We'll have that game for you live here on KJAN. You can catch that starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame. A little after 8 is the scheduled tip time. Well, three more teams have received automatic berths into the NCAA men's basketball tournament by winning their conference crowns on Tuesday. Valparaiso is the Horizon League champion after closing on an 18-4 run to beat Wright State 62-54. Eric Buggs scored a career-high 22 points, and Will Bogan added 14 as the Crusaders earned their first NCAA tourney bid in 9 years. Nate Walters scored 27 points, and South Dakota State won the Summit League tourney by downing North Dakota State 73-67. Walters also had 5 rebounds and 6 assists to help the Jackrabbits win that tournament for the second straight year. LIU Brooklyn has become the first team to win 3 straight Northeast Conference tournament titles. C.J. Garner scored a career-high 31 points, and the Blackbirds earned an automatic berth into the NCAA tourney as they beat Mount St. Mary's by a 91-70 final. Well, Siena has fired basketball coach Mitch Bonagoro after 3 years following a 24-loss season that tied the school's record for futility. Bonagoro went 35-59 with the Saints, never finishing a season with a winning record or in the top half of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. Of course, he replaced Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey at Siena. Missouri Kansas City was also has a basketball coaching vacancy after dismissing Matt Brown. He went 64-122 in 6 years at the school. They were just 8-24 this past season. Notre Dame is joining the Atlantic Coast Conference a season earlier than expected following the split among the Big East football schools and 7 Catholic schools that are leaving to form a basketball-focused conference. Notre Dame announced the move 6 months after it surprised the college sports world by opting to join the ACC in all sports except football and hockey. That move means Notre Dame will join the ACC at the same time as fellow Big East members Pittsburgh and Syracuse, which announced earlier that they would join the league. Louisville is expected to join the ACC after next season. In the NBA last night, it was Charlotte over Boston 100-74. The LA Lakers topping Orlando 106-97. Cleveland beat Washington 95-90. Miami over Atlanta 98-81. Brooklyn outscored New Orleans 108-98. It was Dallas over Milwaukee 115-108. Minnesota topping San Antonio 107-83. Memphis beat Portland 102-97. In the National Hockey League last night, Carolina shut out Washington 4-0. Buffalo down the New York Rangers 3-1. Vancouver in a shootout, a 2-1 winner over Columbus. It was Pittsburgh beating Boston 3-2. Tampa Bay 3-2 over Florida. Anaheim topping Minnesota 2-1. St. Louis beat San Jose 4-2. Winnipeg outshot Toronto 5-2. Nashville blanking Dallas 4-0. Edmonton shut out Colorado 4-0. And Phoenix a 5-2 winner over Los Angeles. Well, the NFL's free agent signing period has begun, with the defending Super Bowl champs losing 2 more linebackers but gaining a defensive end. Paul Kruger is leaving the Baltimore Ravens for the Cleveland Browns. A person familiar with the agreement tells the Associated Press that Kruger will sign a 5-year deal after leading the Ravens with 13.5 sacks last season. ESPN first reported Kruger's deal, which is worth around $40 million. Danelle Ellerbe has accepted a 5-year, $35 million contract with the Miami Dolphins, according to a person who knows the package. The 4-year veteran established career highs with 89 tackles, 66 solo tackles, and 4.5 sacks for the Ravens. Those defections come after Ray Lewis announced his retirement. The Ravens also signed defensive end Chris Canty, who was released last month after 4 years as a starter with the New York Giants. Canty missed 4 games last season because of a knee injury. The Dolphins are also getting a wide receiver. A person with knowledge of the deal says Miami has worked out a multi-year contract with Mike Wallace, who caught 32 touchdown passes in 4 years with Pittsburgh. Miami wideouts accounted for just 3 touchdowns last season. Meanwhile, the defending NFC champs officially traded quarterback Alex Smith to the Kansas City Chiefs. A person familiar with that deal says the Niners will receive the 34th overall pick in next month's draft and a conditional pick in next year's draft for Smith, who must pass a physical for that trade to be completed. The Niners also confirmed that they've agreed to acquire wide receiver Anquan Boldin from the Super Bowl champion Ravens for an undisclosed pick in this April's draft. That deal is pending a physical. In other NFL player moves, Seattle has announced the acquisition of Percy Harvin from Minnesota for a trio of draft picks after the receiver passed his physical yesterday. Tight end Tony Gonzalez has decided to play one more season with Atlanta. Gonzalez was the Falcons' leading receiver last season, helping them go 13-3 and reach the NFC Championship game. Buffalo has released their starting quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, after he turned down a request to restructure his contract. Fitzpatrick signed a 6-year, $59 million contract extension in 2001, but was only 20-33 in 4 seasons as the starter. Philadelphia has released cornerback Nnamdi Asamoah just 2 years after he was the NFL's most sought-after free agent. Asamoah was due to make $15 million this season, including $4 million guaranteed after signing a 5-year, $60 million deal with the Eagles in 2011. A person familiar with the situation says the Tennessee Titans have agreed to terms with Buffalo guard Andy Levitre and San Francisco tight end Delanie Walker. Minnesota's released starting cornerback Antonio Winfield. They re-signed right tackle Phil Loadholt. Tight end Martellus Bennett has tweeted that he's heading to the Chicago Bears after one season with the Giants. The Bears also worked out a 5-year contract with Pro Bowl left tackle Jermon Bushrod. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the AP that the New York Jets will release longtime nose tackle Shione Pua in a cost-cutting move. The Jets also created more salary cap space by restructuring the contract of injured wide receiver Santonio Holmes. The agent for Carolina Panthers linebacker James Anderson says his client has been released by the team with 3 years left on a 5-year, $22 million contract. The Chiefs have hammered out a 4-year, $16 million deal with former Dolphins tight end Anthony Fasano, a 3-year, $12.6 million contract with defensive tackle Mike DeVito, and a 3-year deal with former Saints backup quarterback Chase Daniel. The Indianapolis Colts have agreements in principle with offensive lineman Gosder Chirillis and Donald Thomas, cornerback Greg Toler, and linebacker Eric Walden. St. Louis worked out a 5-year deal with tight end Jared Cook, who spent the last 4 seasons with Tennessee and played for Rams coach Jeff Fisher. Washington re-signed punter Sav Rocha and worked out a 3-year pact with backup defensive lineman Kendrick Golson. Arizona's re-signed free agent safety Rashad Johnson to a 3-year contract. The Bengals have signed Wallace Gilberry, an end to a contract extension. San Diego's released 11-year veteran tight end Randy McMichael. Among several moves, the Chargers also agreed to terms with tight end John Phillips and tackle King Dunlap. They lost right guard Louis Vasquez to Denver, and they claimed running back Fozzie Whitaker off of waivers from Arizona. Also, the Oakland Raiders have cut 2 former first-round draft picks, starting wide receiver Darius Heyward-Bey and defensive back Michael Huff. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.